So the reality is sin, we can look at sin almost like an addiction. People are addicted to certain things, whether it's alcohol, whether it's narcotics, whether it's gambling. And it takes years to overcome such an addiction. It takes years to overcome sin. The Rambam gives us a formula as to what a person needs to do to rid himself of this ailment, this spiritual ailment, this sin, this addiction. And that is that he has to be Yazov Hachote Cheto, he has to leave the sin, and he has to have Charata, he has to regret it, and he has to take upon himself a Kabbalah, Bikanu Lahaba, an acceptance of what his future will look like, and he has to ultimately confess his sins. And if he does this, then he will have attained a tshuva. However, the Rambam comes and tells us that there's even a higher level of tshuva, and that's a tshuva gemura or a tshuva ma'aliyah. And that is that a person has to be able to place himself in the same environment, with the same circumstances. And if he's able to overcome whatever he was doing wrong, and now he's able to take a step back, pull away, he's able to be poresh from that avera. So that person, if he does that, v'lo ovar, zeu about tshuva gemur. So this is about tshuva gemur. This is very, very difficult to understand, because we know that the Yetzer Hara is waiting for a person to fail. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin tells us that kasha Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara is so difficult, shafilu yotzer kol ra, that even his Yetzer is called ra. The Gemara tells us further, Amar of Yitzchak, Yitzro shel Adam mischadesh ala b'chol yom. His Yitzhara becomes renewed. It's new every single day. And we know that a person's Yitzhara, misgaber ala b'chol yom, that it overcomes him every single day. Umevakesh hamiso. It wants his demise. It wants him to die. The Yitzhara is relentless. The Yitzhara is undefeated. The Yitzhara doesn't lose. And yet the Torah is telling a person that if you want to be able to become a Baal tshuva gemura, or accomplish this tshuva ma'aliyah, you have to put yourself in the lion's den, in the same situation that you were in previously. And now we're telling you, here's this avera that you've had trouble for years dealing with. You finally have been able to overcome whatever it was that you were suffering with, and now the halacha, the Torah is telling you, go back into the lion's den. Why would the Torah do that? Why would a person be expected, if he wants to become a Baal Tshuva Gemura or accomplish a Tshuva Ma'aliyah, why would he be expected to put himself in the lion's den? It seems like the Torah would say, like any person who's going through an addiction, stay far away. That's the first thing that you're told to do. If you're overcoming alcohol, stay far away. Don't go to a party. Don't go to a club. Don't go to a bar. Don't even have wine on the Shabbos table, because it's difficult for a person to overcome his addictions. And therefore, when it comes to an avera, it should be that not go to the same place. It should be stay away from that place, and that should be sufficient enough. So that's our first question. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that on Leil Yom HaKippurim U'Macharaso Omrim Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Va'ed. This is the Shulchan Aruch, it's Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tes, Sif Beis, that the night of Yom Kippur, we recite Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Va'ed B'Kol Ram, at night and during the day. The Mangin Avraham comes and tells us, Mishum Shebechol Hashana Omrim Oso Belachash. The entire year, we say it balachash quietly, b'pnei shemoshe ganva mimalachim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he stole it from the malachim, aval b'yom ha-kippurim, but on Yom Kippur, gam Yisrael domen l'malachim, klal Yisrael is domen l'malachim, we're similar, we're equivalent, we're equal to angels. Now, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim daf nun vav tells us, it gives us the background behind Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed, and really the source behind why we say it, Belachash. So the Gemara tells us that Yaakov Avinu, as he was about to die, he gathered all of Klal Yisrael on their deathbed, on his deathbed, and he wanted to be Megala Labanov the Kates. He wanted to tell them when the end of time would be, when the time that Mashiach would arrive. And the Gemara tells us, V'nistalka Mamenu Shechina, that the Shechina was removed from him. And he had said to himself, Chas v'shalom, yesh b'mitasi psul, k'avra. Maybe on my bed I have a psul, some deficiencies like Avram that came from him, Yishmael, or my father Yitzchak, that Esav came from him. So his children allayed his fears, and they said to him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear Israel, referring to Yaakov, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Amru, they said, Kishem She'ein Bilibcha Ele'echa, just like Hashem is one in your heart, Kach Ein Bilibenu Ele'echad, in our hearts as well, there's only one God. There's no Avodah Zarah, you have nothing to worry about, there's no Yishmael, there's no Esav, the Shiftei Ka are Bishleimut, are complete. At that moment, Pasach Yaakov Avinu, in his excitement, he opens up and he says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. Now, Amru Rabbanan, the Rabbanan had a quandary. Heichi Navid, what do we do? Do we say it? Do we say after we recite Shema Yisrael? Do we say it like Yaakov Avinu said it after they recited Shema Yisrael? But we can't, because Moshe Rabbeinu never said it. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, it was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. There was never a Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Holi Olam Vo'ed. We can't add something that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come and tell us to say. But if we don't say it, but wait a second. Yaakov Avinu was misakin. He said it after the Shiftei Ka said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So ultimately, Hiskinu, they established that it should be said b'chashay, it should be said quietly. Now, I have a very big problem with this, because at the end of the day, saying it b'lachash doesn't take away from the problem that it was stolen for the malachim. Always err on the side of caution. Sheva al taseh, don't do anything. At the end of the day, the Magen Avraham tells us, the entire year we say it b'lachash, because Moshe Rabbeinu stole it from the malachim. It doesn't belong to us. So regardless of whether Yaakov said it or not, at the end of the day, this was something that was stolen from the Malachim. On Yom Kippur, we're Domei LaMalachim. We're equivalent to Malachim, and therefore we can say it because it belongs to us on Yom Kippur. But me going and stealing money at night doesn't negate the fact that because I did it quietly or secretly, it doesn't negate the fact that it was stolen. I can't take that out of the equation. And therefore, it seems to be that we shouldn't be able to say it at all. And yet, we say it balachash during the rest of the year. If we're not malachim the rest of the year, it should be that we only say it twice a year. Yom Kippur night and Yom Kippur day. And the rest of the year, we shouldn't say it because of the fact that at the end of the day, it was stolen. And therefore, we shouldn't say it except Yom Kippur. So what is the reason? What is the explanation? And we will discuss as to why it's done bilachash. And that's our second question. The Rambam in Hilchas Deos tells us that the Derech Briyaso Shel Adam is the Rambam in Hilchas Deos, is the sixth chapter, the first halacha, that it's the way of man, lios nimshach b'dei osov v'b'maisav achareh v'chaberav, that a person, he acts like his surroundings, who he associates with. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech adam lehischaber letzadikim, a person needs to connect to the righteous, to sit with the wise, tamid, always, k'dei sheyilmod b'maaseh, and that they should learn, that the people should learn from the ways of the chachamim, and the tzadikim v'yisracheg min harishayim, and you should distance yourself from the evil ones, ha'ochim b'choshe, k'dei shelo yilmo b'maaseyem, as to not learn from their ways. Rambam even comes and tells us that if it means that a person has to live in a midbar, or in a cave as a recluse, he has to do so, because the derech b'yosu shel adam is lios nimshach b'deyosu b'maisav acharev v'chaveru. And therefore, always come and connect, b'davok, to the chachamim and the tzaddikim. Well, before we come and ask our question, we need to come and look at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, where the Torah tells us that these are the kings that ruled over the land of Edom before the Melech Melech Libnei Yisrael. And then the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev comes and tells us, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Migurei Aviv. The Medrash comes and asks, why is there a juxtaposition between the notion or the idea that these are the kings of Edom and Vayeshev Yaakov? Ma kosov lamaila min ha'inyan. So the Medrash comes and tells us, Mashal le'echad, it's comparable to a person, Shehoya mahalech baderech, he was walking along the way, Ra'a kas shel kelavim, he saw wild dogs, a group of dogs, v'nisyare mehem, and he was frightened from them. Now, before we continue in the Medrash, one might think he was frightened from them, so what he would do is he would run away from them. He would shield himself from them. He's concerned for himself being surrounded by a bunch of dogs. Not Yaakov. The Medrash tells us, V'yashav lo benen, he sat among them. Kevan shera avinu Yaakov Esav alufav. Yaakov saw Esav and his generals. Yisyare mehem, he was frightened. And what did he do? V'yashav lo benen, he sat among them. Says the Medrash, that's the juxtaposition between the Edomite kings, Ve'ela HaMelachim, to Vayeshev Yaakov. The Yaakov sat. He sat among Edom. He sat among Esav Va'alufav. Why would he do that? Why would Yaakov Avinu sit and dwell among the Edomites? What about Derech Briyoso Shel Adam, Lios, Nimshach, Achar, Chavera, V'Reav, and therefore Tzorech Adam Lehischaber, Eitzel Tzadikim V'Chachamim, Tamir always? Why would Yaakov, when he sees terrible dogs coming at him, you run away. You don't sit there and wait to be consumed, destroyed, eaten up, or spiritually persecuted. And yet, what did Yaakov do? He sat. Why would he do such a thing? And our fourth and final question is, the Rambam tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, he created a system of din. And that system is essentially looking at schuyos versus averos. If a person has more schuyos than averos, he's zocheh badin. He would merit a year of life. If he has more averos than schuyos, he's unfortunately written in the Sefer of Misa. He's going to die. And this isn't only by a person, it's also by a medina, v'chein ha-medina. If a medina has more schuyos than averos, so this medina now is tzedekes. They're a righteous medina. If they have more avonoseim, merubin, so they're rasha. And v'chein kol ha-olam kulo. And this is applicable to the entire world. Meaning, kol ha'olam kulo, if the entire world has avonoseim merubin mischuyoseim, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin, miyad hein nishchasin. Immediately they're destroyed. They have more averos than schuyos. And obviously, if they had more mitzvos than averos, they would be zocheh badin. But the Rambam tells us that if the entire world has more averos, then the entire world is destroyed. And Reb Eli Baruch Finkel understands this Rambam to mean, Umashma dekulam ovdim gam hatzadikim. The implication is that they're all ovdim, they're all destroyed. Gam hatzadikim, even the righteous. Unfortunately, Noach lived in a time where the entire world was a destructive one. The Torah tells us, Vatishach es ha'aretz lefnei ha'elohikim. The world was corrupt before God. Vatimole ha'aretz chamas. Vayar elohikim es ha'aretz. Hashem saw. V'inei nishchasa. Corruption. Ki hishas kol basaretz ha'kal ha'aretz. Vayomar elohikim lenoach. Keitz kol basar. The end of the world has come to be. Kimala aretz chamat b'pnayem. Again, v'hinni mashchisam esa aretz. At that point, God should turn to Noach and say, I'm sorry, your time is up. I understand that you're a tzaddik, but the way that I created the world and the formula that I use to run the world is if the world has more averos than mitzvos, than zchuyos, the world is destroyed. And therefore, seemingly, you should be a part of that destruction. And yet, Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Noach and said, Aseh lecha tevas atzeh gofer. Make a teva. Why? Why should he have been spared? Why should his life be saved? He was a tzaddik, okay, but the world at large had more averos than zchuyos. So I believe that to answer this question, you have to look at a very well-known Gemara in the Darim Daf Samech Dalid Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, quoting a Braisa, Arba Chashuvim Kames, that there are four types of people that are equivalent to a mace. One of those people is a Mitzora, is a person that has this spiritual ailment, loosely translated as leprosy. Chaim Shmulevitz comes and tells us, don't think for a moment that he's considered to be a mace because of his physical pain. Eino biklal yisur of hakashim v'kovei cholav, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, shaharei afilu kol yisurim sheba olam. All the pain in the world is still better than misa, than death. Kemosha Amar Akosov, as the Pasuk says, Yasor in Tehillim, Yasor Yisrani Yah Vilamaves Lo Nasanani. Give me all the pain in the world. Vilamaves, but death lo nasanani, please don't give me. Well then why is it that a Mitzora is Choshev Kames? That is because says the Pasuk, Bodad Yoshev Michutz Lamachane Moshavo. That he's living alone. He's all alone in the world. He's chutz l'machaneh. He has no one to interact with. That, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, is why he's choshev kames. And I believe that Noach being all alone, the entire world being destroyed, and Chazal teach us that Noach's children and his entire family should have been destroyed as well. And the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared them is in order to perpetuate, to continue the world. But essentially, Noach was Bodad Yashav. He was all alone. And Chazal teach us that someone that is all alone is Choshev Kames. And therefore, I believe indeed, Noach being sent into a Teva was able to have a Kiyum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's formula. The entire world, including Noach, was killed off. Noach was Choshev Kames because he was Bodad Yashav. The entire world was destroyed and he was the only one that was left. And therefore, that is a kiyum. We find a precedent of this. One of the other ideas that the Gemara tells us that Choshev Kames is an Ani. So Eliphaz comes and is trying to fulfill the wishes of his father by killing Yaakov. He encounters Yaakov. On one hand, his father told him to kill him. On the other hand, it's Yaakov, you know, how can I kill him? So they devised an idea. Take all my money. Eliphaz says, Yaakov, take everything. Yaakov now is an ani. Choshev Kames. It's like a dead person. Noach, I believe, had created a kiyum in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's formula by being left alone in a teva, all alone for him to contemplate and to understand. How did I get here? What did I do? Just as a Mitzora has to come and contemplate what he had done that brought upon him this tzaras, speaking Lashon Hara, he needs to be removed from the community. He's a danger to society. He needs to figure out what he can do to become better. so too Noach was left all alone, figuring out what he did that was wrong. And Chazal tells us why it was necessary for Noach to be all alone, and now he was Chashev Kames. Because unlike Avram, Vayikach Avram es Sarai Ishto, Avram took Sarai and Lot and all of his possessions, Ves Hanevesh Asher Asu B'Charan, Avram Avinu, he was Megayer es Ha'anashim, V'Sarai Megayer es Ha'anashim, Umale Aleim HaKosuk Yilosam, it was as if they made them. They worked with people. They believed in people. But Noach, Harbe Rebach Vahatzala Lefanov, there were many avenues of salvation. But instead, he didn't work with people. He worked on building a teva. Avram and Sarai, they built people. They believed in people. But Noach didn't believe in people. He didn't feel that people had the capacity, the ability to return. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi comes and tells us, and the way I want to read Rashi, Harbe Rebach Vahatzala Lefanov, there are many ways that he could have brought about a Yeshua. V'lama Hitrichu, why would he come and engage in building an ark when he could have come and engaged people? But you know why he didn't engage people? Because unlike Avram, who felt that humanity has the capacity to do tshuva, to repent, he was telling the people, Hasid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohavi Mabel La'olam, Ula Yashuv, perhaps they would repent. He wasn't even sure about man's ability to return to Hashem. You don't believe in people. You don't believe in people, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, you're going to have to be left alone. And that is ultimately what had happened. Avram Avinu, he believed in people. There's a beautiful, beautiful pshat in the Avodas Halevi. He comes and is trying to understand why it is that the Gemara tells us that b'makom shebal tshuva omdim sham, tzadikim lo omdim sham. One would think that a tzadik is greater than a bal tshuva. A bal tshuva is greater than a tzadik? So listen to what the words of the Avodas Halevi are. V'nira de bale tshuva nikra'in, bale tshuva are called anshe maisa, b'nei aliyah. Shem mikarvin es Yisrael, they bring Yisrael, laviyam sheba shamayim. They bring Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umachzirin b'tshuva. V'schus harabim tulya b'hem. They are ba'alei tshuva because they are proprietors of tshuva. They're people that are taking ownership of the tshuva movement. Those people are ba'alei tshuva. They're even greater than tzaddikim. Because now the schus of the rabbim are toloi bohen. Chazal teach us that Noach was even a greater tzaddik than Avram. Noach was even a greater tzaddik than Avram. There was an aparsha named after Avram. The Torah doesn't refer to them as tzaddikim. It's only Noach ish tzaddik, unlike any other person. Because of that, ultimately, Avram was a baal tshuva. And a Baal Tshuva is able to overcome.
I can't see you though. I see you.